During the George Floyd riots, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey abandoned the city's third precinct, surrendering it to rioters who then set fire to it.
The mayor defends abandoning the third precinct.
If we were to continue to attempt to hold the first third precinct, very likely there would have been hand-to-hand combat, likely serious injury, and maybe death.
After the George Floyd riots, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey was in the spotlight to defund the police.
Majority of Minneapolis's city council is pledging to defund or dismantle the police department following the death of George Floyd. However, the city's mayor, Jacob Frey, opposes that. Protesters chanted, "Go home, Jacob," over the weekend after he said he does not support dismantling the department. What you campaigned on reform. That's part of how you got elected. You have reformed the body cam policy. You have banned warrior training. But we still have the George Floyd incident. Is reform enough?
I don't want to comment on precisely what the council meant by disbanding or ending the police force. I think there's varying opinions. But what I'm saying is, look, I'm not for abolishing, but deep structural reform, absolutely, we have to make it happen.
To reform the police, they decided to replace SWAT teams with social workers. Governor Tim Walz gave it his stamp of approval while admitting they don't have the staff to do it.
This idea of violence interveners and problem solvers or social workers pairing with police to respond to some mental health calls, many of those are domestic situations that escalate very quickly and turn violent. How realistic is it to have a social worker respond with a police officer in real time? I'm just curious, would it almost require a separate force of social workers and violence interveners to respond to these calls? And how would that work in practicality?
Well, here's what I would tell you is when it comes to social workers, I've been talking about this forever. I think we talk about Minnesota, and I oftentimes point the rosy picture of where we rank on certain things. You've heard me say this as a teacher, we rank last on school counselors and social workers. So one of the things is of trying to find those people, trying to have them out there and trying to have them integrated into real life.
Last week, on Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024, Davis Maturi was doing yard work outside his South Minneapolis home when his neighbor shot him.
Surveillance video obtained by NBC Minneapolis affiliate Care 11 shows the moment Maturi fell to the ground.
His neighbor, John Sawchak, was then charged with second-degree attempted murder, first-degree assault, and stalking and harassment because Maturi has been reporting him to the police for over a year.
According to court documents, Maturi had called police on Sawchak 19 times in the last year, alleging his neighbor had threatened to kill him and his wife, brandished a knife at them, and hurled racial slurs.
Maturi was told by a female police commander that her officers were frightened of Sawchak and she didn't want to put them at risk. After shooting his neighbor, Sawchak was not arrested. They sent social workers and psychologists to try and de-escalate the situation. And after days of this, Frey and O'Hara had a press conference to complain about the public's outrage.
To that victim, I say I am sorry that this happened to you. But it could not be anything further from the truth to say that we did nothing or that we just simply don't care. That's not true. Everything that we do is impacted by the reality that the police department is much smaller today than what it was prior to 2020, and we are dealing with a much higher call load. We cannot, as a community, on one hand, say, hey, we want cops to use less force. We want less SWAT teams. We want more de-escalation. And then when we actually do that, say, how come the cops didn't use the SWAT team right away? We have been there 24/7 the last few days. We have been using our behavioral threat assessment team. We have used a psychiatrist. We have spoken to this individual's family. We have made dozens of attempts to contact this person. But again, to say that we simply don't care or we did nothing is simply not true.
This feels a whole lot more like politics than it does like somebody that's trying to find a solution. We're about trying to find a solution right now. Again, less politics. That kind of thing is gross.
Hours after this press conference, Sawchak was finally arrested and taken into custody.
If you're saying you're scared, what does that do to me, you know?
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
5 days till election day, and all over the country, places like New Jersey that hadn't happened in decades, Republican votes outnumber Democrat voters right now in the data they have, and it's happening everywhere. The establishment is in free fall right now. Their entire criminal agenda is coming out. And that makes them super dangerous. And they've been telegraphing that, oh, the Trump supporters, the number one terror threat. Why Trump supporters are going to stage terror attacks or shoot up poll workers or kill minorities. I covered that for an hour yesterday, showing ABC News, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN. I mean, it's just everywhere. You don't need me to tell you that. You see it. Where's the evidence? It's just as ridiculous as saying the Madison Square Garden rally was a Nazi rally. And you've got Biden saying he'd like to, you know, take Trump for a swim out in the ocean, a clear threat, and then saying, you know, the only garbage is his supporters. They're desperate. And they're saying they're going to create civil war conditions. They're saying they're not going to accept a win. They're saying they're not going to certify Trump. And Trump's starting to talk about that and getting ahead of that because it's preposterous. Unless they have some type of George Floyd event or something to trigger things. And that's the big threat. And the Democrats say they're not going to accept the election. They're going to string it out. They've got all these federal rulings. They can keep it open for weeks. Though the Supreme Court started slapping that down today, saying, no, you can't have illegal aliens on the voter rolls in Virginia. Well, they're going to slap it down all the other states where federal judges said they could do that? So any way you look at this, the good news is the truth is coming out. This is a giant wake-up call for so many people that were naive. And everything we've talked about and documented for decades and decades and decades, and that many others have exposed as well, is now coming into fruition. And now we learn, oh, there were sex operatives targeting Trump campaign people and his supporters by the FBI. Now we learn Tim Walz is a communist Chinese agent. And now we begin to learn all of this. And you know, so many conservative headlines are, oh, 10 ways Kamala was an idiot, didn't do a good job. She did a great job on the border with Mayorkas. The job was to get rid of the border. Biden said, when I win this election, immediately surge the border, and we will make you legal. Remember those clips? Want to see it again? I probably played it 500 times. It's deliberate. Look at this headline. Top five reasons Kamala did nothing to stop 10 million illegals. Number five is ridiculous. She didn't do nothing. If you take your month-old baby and throw it in the pool, you murdered it. If you are drugged out on heroin in your bed asleep and the toddler goes out and drowns, that's negligence. You did nothing. But if you drowned your child, you did it on purpose. It's all on purpose. And it's headline after headline like this, and then they have the nerve to say Trump's going to kill the minorities. Trump's going to use the military while they're gearing up for martial law publicly with the orders out of whoever's running the Biden administration and saying they're going to have civil war conditions and saying they want armed uprisings. James Carville 2 weeks ago, Jamie Raskin, all of them. They're not planning on going quietly. And so as optimistic as I am and seeing the Great Awakening, as positive as I am, I'm not seeing enough concern from the brains around Trump. And I talk to these people all the time. And they go, yeah, that just sounds too negative to get into that. Well, it's being set up. It's too dark. Okay. Well, I'll do my job here. And the listeners that are activists, that are men and women in the arena, are going to share the live feed and the documents and the articles. And we're reaching conservatively with the main show 20 million new people a day. And the clips, I can't even count them. So X is the game changer. I mean, we were reaching 30, 40 million people a day before they deplatformed me in 2017. Biggest talk radio show, biggest news show, English-speaking show in the world. Bigger than Rogan, all of it. That was on record. It's not about who's the biggest. It was we were covering the most accurate information. People were hungry for it. And they crushed us down to our radio stations, took me off the whole internet except for InfoWars.com, tried to shut that down. We were probably crushed down to 5 million listeners a day. But that was like the 300. And now we've, but thanks to you spreading the word, roared back to, we've had some days in the last month, 50, 60 million viewers on X alone. People see the number. It's there. Then they false report us, try to block us, all the, pull their scams, not X, but the Democrat Party, manipulate the algorithm. Oh, you just knocked us down to 20 million. Oh, you hurt us so bad. But they're fighting, trying to hold a beach ball underwater because the Streisand effect kicks in. People want to know what it is they're not supposed to know. They say curiosity killed the cat. I say curiosity is one of the most important things in the universe. What is it they don't want you to know? They want to just sit up there and say, there's no illegals voting. And then I show you all the federal rulings where they say illegals can vote. And the Texas ruling a month ago. Yeah, you can vote with a non-citizen ID. They can't stand up against the hard, hot lights of truth. Just like cockroaches, you go in to get a glass of water in the kitchen at 3 a.m. and you flip the light on and there's a bunch of cockroaches eating a piece of pie that you forgot to throw in the trash can. That's all we are is a big light bulb. Bloop. My job is so easy. I can sit here and I've already done it. I can show you 50 evidences of election fraud right now. But you see it. It's everywhere. And that's how you know we're winning. We've gone from 5-6 years ago where 95% of the hardcore reports exposing globalist crimes and deep state activities were us. We're breaking half of them now. I love that. I love it. And as soon as it gets to 99%, I'm retired. You won't be seeing me no more because I got a lot of stuff I want to do. But we're a long way from that. But that's what I'm saying, how far we've come, because this looks negative. People tune in, they get depressed. Some tune in, they get fired up. It's all your perspective. I'm very fired up. I want your morale to be high. But I also want you to know, yeah, we're winning this fight and we've got the initiative. But if we don't keep the gas turned on high and the pedal slammed down to the metal and balls to the walls, this is a death battle. This is existential. This is urgent. This is maximum danger. This is game time. This is history. This is the crossroads. We've already passed the point of no return. So you better decide what side you're on. Like I told Zuckerberg over and over again 6 months ago. I said, you better come out and apologize for helping steal the 2020 election, and you better say you're at least going to get out of politics, and you better do it, or we're going to hold you responsible. And I didn't threaten him bodily. I said, when we get in, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. And I said, by the way, here's just an example. I love Kauai, Hawaii. If I could live anywhere, I'd be there. Go there every year at least. Be going there for many years, decades. And the Hawaiians love me, and the people really awake there, and they're great people. They know there's basically, they never got out from under being a governorship, a territory, and they're pissed about the New World Order. But it's not just the Hawaiians. Most of the natives aren't just Hawaiian. It's a mix of, you know, Asian folks that live there. And then the locals, and you know, that have lived there that are white for a long time. You can't go in a restaurant. You can't rent a fishing boat. You can't walk into a hotel. You can't have the maid service cleaning your hotel room that barely speaks English. we like your show. We want to kill Zuckerberg. And I'm like, well, let's not kill him. Let's, you know, literally, you're out fishing, you're out snorkeling. And the Japanese guy that's fifth generation is talking about how much they want to get Zuckerberg. And then you go meet with the Hawaiian chief, who's a real chief. They want to, you know, that's all they're talking about, Zuckerberg. And then you run into people that are working on his bunker, and all they're talking about how they want to get Zuckerberg. And you run into security guys that hate Zuckerberg. And it's just, I just said to Zuckerberg, of course, Zuckerberg knows how hated he is, because I've been going there many years, and it's just more and more and more to the point of it gets annoying. I'm sitting there on the beach watching my daughter play in the surf, my, you know, 7-year-old, and people won't leave me alone saying, we're going to get him. The tourists are saying, where's he live? We hate him. I mean, that's the equivalent of the villagers with the torches and the pitchforks. And I said, you better roll over, jackass. And we had Ivan Raiklin on, and he said, you better signal. And we listed a big group of people. A month later, he rolls over. That's a good sign. We don't want to put you in prison, Zuckerberg. We don't want the locals, when society breaks down in martial law, to come know that your house has got the food. It's like a big flashing red sign during collapse. Come get me. Your stupid bunker. It's a fancy Egyptian tomb. And he rolled over. Doesn't mean we can trust him in the dark or even turn our backs on him, but that's where we are. Get ready for the victory. Elon Musk is all in. All the most popular talk show hosts are anti-globalists now. Populist parties are being elected everywhere. And it's front and center that the globalists think we're garbage. And they hate our police, and they hate our military, and they hate anybody that's competent, because they hate anybody that they could imagine could ever get behind the people and bring them to justice. So I want to play you something that I had a chance to see days ago that they released this morning on Tulsi Gabbard's X account. And the great folks, the Maha Alliance, put this together, Del Bigtree, and they don't want credit, but I'm giving credit, and the great Mickey Willis. And, I mean, this looks better than a Disney production, but it's not the production quality. It's the content of this new Tulsi Gabbard's ad. And we posted it on Real Alex Jones on X. I want you to share it. And it just shows the decency of Trump and Gabbard's and RFK Jr. and the substance of what they stand for and what we're facing and how clear this choice is. So go to my X account, go to Gabbard's X account, go to the Maha Alliance account, get this, post it on your own site. Don't just retweet it. Retweet it and re-upload it, because then it gets even more people. And then Elon Musk will put it out, I would say, by tonight. He's the one paid for these. And you compare this ad to the ads the Democrats put out, and it's night and day. Everything they say is a lie, and everything, if you study this ad, is true. So this is what they didn't tell you about Donald Trump. This is the real Donald Trump from a woman of just amazing, on record, courage and commitment to this country and wholesomeness and decency. And you see all the good people congregating to fight the evil. And you see all the evil congregating to fight us. And we see the Alliance of Freedom just energizing, getting stronger by the minute. This is such an exciting time to be alive. Here's the ad.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Aloha. I joined the Democratic Party over 20 years ago. I was 21 years old in Hawaii, and at that time, it welcomed people from all different backgrounds, different views, celebrated free speech, and actually defended those whose speech was being attacked, even if they disagreed with their views. It was a party that stood up for the little guy and represented our values of freedom and liberty in America. I left the Democrat Party because now it stands for the exact opposite of all of those things.
Free speech is not an absolute.
So
social media sites. They are speaking to millions of people without oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
I never would have imagined, as an American and as a soldier, that we would live in a country in my lifetime where we would feel like we have to self-censor what we say, that we couldn't criticize our own government for fear of them labeling us as a domestic terrorist. We are closer to the brink of World War III and nuclear war today than we ever have been before, directly because of the Harris-Biden administration's foreign policy. Too many Americans are struggling just to afford the basic necessities of life. No matter how many times we've heard Kamala Harris and Joe Biden over these last 4 years tout and celebrate how Bidenomics has been great for America,
America's economy is strong.
Polls consistently show that a majority of the American people disapprove of the president's handling of the economy.
Guess what? It's working.
Over half of Americans earning a six-figure salary report that they're actually living paycheck to paycheck.
Bidenomics is working. It is actually working.
The number of homeless people on the streets and in shelters across the U.S. increased significantly this year.
Bidenomics is working.
It's almost as though they're speaking from an ivory tower, saying how great they are and patting themselves on the back while people are struggling for crumbs on the streets. This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about choosing, we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
The Department of Defense, under Biden's authority, quietly codified its right to deploy lethal force against its own citizens on American soil.
I'm proud to endorse Donald Trump in this election because he is our best hope. Specifically because of the leadership that President Trump has brought to transform the Republican Party and bring it back to the party of the people, the party of equality, the party that was founded to fight against and end slavery in this country. It is the party of common sense and the party that is led by a president who has the courage and strength to fight for peace.
Mr. Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to ever set foot inside North Korea yesterday.
And this is why they will do everything possible to try to destroy him. Because this man has the courage to take them on and root out the deep rot of corruption in Washington. My message to my fellow Americans, regardless of your political affiliation, now is the time for us to stand together to save our country. Yeah. A vote for President Trump is a vote for a big open tent party that welcomes people from all backgrounds and all walks of life. A vote for President Trump is a vote to express our deep love for our country and our appreciation for our God-given rights and freedoms enshrined in the Constitution. A vote for President Trump is a vote for secure borders and safe communities, and a vote for President Trump is a vote for peace here in America and around the world. Thank you so much.
Paid for by Maha Alliance and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Feel it. We have massive initiative. We have turned the tide. We are like Beowulf in the ancient Norse fables, have Grendel by the arm, and we're going to rip it out of the socket. Does that mean we're offering some utopia like the left claims they're going to offer? No. But not a system designed to make you weak. Not a system designed to make you poor. Not a system that punishes meritocracy but rewards it. That's the system we're bringing back, the system that's the newest system, the best system that everybody tried to imitate. And then the globalists took over America and have to run America down because they don't want that as an example, a city on the shining hill, a shining city on the hill. That's where we are. And we're reclaiming our destiny. All right, let me hit this right now because this is a big deal. It's like it's Groundhog Day. We've had all these congressional hearings the last 2 years about weaponization and the FBI and the feds and the CIA domestically, illegally controlling information, having hundreds of millions of posts demoted or taken down or blocked. Congressional hearings first targeting me 8 years ago that I'm a Russian with no damn evidence of it. And turning the system loose on me. I didn't whine and say, oh, I'm a victim. I said, no, I'm a target because I'm effective fighting these people. But I said, you're next. And now it's all out in the open. It came out in federal court. The FBI ran all the fake lawsuits against me. The CIA was involved with the media. All came out. And now Tucker Carlson does whole shows on it and gets 100 million views. How do they like that? See, their lies work at first, but they rot quickly. They fall apart. And so we see these headlines. The Biden-Harris administration wasted nearly $1 billion on misinformation. And the Brownstone Institute legal group goes from the angle that, oh, they claim they were fighting disinfo, but it didn't work. No, they call anything true or they don't like disinfo. Just like this headline. This is a big problem. I see them everywhere. Five reasons Kamala did nothing to stop 10 million illegals. They brought them in. They paid to bring them. The UN NGOs ran it. Stop saying the left are incompetent idiots. They're evil, carrying out a globalist agenda, the same thing in every Western country, to break the will and break the back of the countries under Cloward and Piven to crash the society and the money and the infrastructure to bring in their new system. It's totalitarian communism 101. So this big article goes over the total admission of fraud, but comes at a perspective of, oh, they didn't stop the disinfo. They didn't stop it. They're the disinfo. And then you see this. And I told Joe last week, talked to him last Thursday before Trump came in. I said, you got to get this on X because I know his deals are with Spotify and YouTube. He's back on YouTube. You know, his choice to leave it 4 years ago. I was his first guest when he left it here in Austin. And I said, they're going to shadow ban it. You won't be able to search it. That's the standard deal they did to Trump. You know, when they shot him for a month and a half, they wouldn't even show it if you look for it. And of course, they shadow banned it, and you couldn't search it, and it's all admitted, and YouTube says that. They can do whatever they want. Total election meddling. And so then they put it on X yesterday. But again, do you think they're going to stop with Joe Rogan and Trump or J.D. Vance, who's here right now? I think they just finished taping down the road. Joe's studio's a mile and a half away. This is everybody's problem. Look at this. Wikipedia editors officially deemed Trump a fascist. And Musk put a tweet out last night saying, Wikipedia is broken. It would have had to ever work or been a truthful thing to be broken. It's always twisted information and pushed a global agenda. Now it's just cartoonish. They go, yeah, he's officially a Hitler. He's a fascist because, you know, he raises his fists. It's a joke. And they use Wikipedia to train the AI. Garbage in, garbage out. And here's Elon Musk's tweet. Wikipedia is broken. No. And I keep hitting this theme, not to try to police people. I'm just saying, they didn't get rid of the border by accident. It's not incompetence. They didn't censor by accident. They didn't do any of this by accident. It's all been by design, on record, criminal, premeditated actions. We got a lot more coming up. Special guest, huge, Dale Comstock in studio. Next hour, stay with us. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. all the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes it becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones Store for taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have millionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts because they know I'm for real and I can't be bought and I can't be intimidated and I'm wild and I scare them. Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game-changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high-quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I was 20, and nothing compares to the time we're in, intellectually, spiritually, politically. I mean, I'm just here looking at all over the world, not just in America, the pedophile rings, the narcotics trafficking, the human trafficking, the corruption, the evil, the poison shots, the globalists not paying taxes. It's all coming out, the censorship, the control, the collusion, their plans for global cashless society. And it's not like it's some new fad that's popular to know about freedom. This isn't going to go away. This was predicted by historians and sociologists and anthropologists. We know there's an 87-year, 88-year, depending on which map you look at, cycle. And this is a fourth turning. This is a mega turning. This is a big, big deal. And the globalists wanted to bring in their total control during this time of change. Instead, humanity is not being caught completely flat-footed. We're not in the best position, but we're at least not asleep. And it's saying no. And the growth curve of understanding is going straight up. That's why I tell the agencies and the corporations and the people in the system, for your own self-preservation, you don't want to be in this dystopic Great Reset where they make us all poor for social control. And it's the right thing to do, of course, and God's watching. So it's so easy now to join Team Humanity. One of my interviews with Elon Musk, 2.5 hours long. He was about the death cult, the depopulation agenda, and because it's out in the open how he'd meet with the heads of Google and they'd say, you're too pro-human, you're a natalist, which means you're pro-family, pro-child. And he said, you know, I don't know what we call this movement. And I said, we call it Team Humanity. He goes, yes, yes, Team Humanity. And that got some traction, but not enough. Because for most people, like, well, of course we're pro-human. Well, I mean, do you read the New York Times? Do you watch Discovery Channel? Do you hear them saying humans are bad and that we're going to be replaced? And, you know, the WEF officially saying the future is not human. I mean, if you just type in WEF, future's not human. They are really pushing a horrible, anti-human, dystopic system while they claim populists and conservatives and natalists are going to kill everybody and we want martial law and we want to punish our political enemies and we want to censor and we want to control. And then you sit back and you look at what the New World Order is doing everywhere. And more than 80 million people over the lockdowns in the third world, 80 million. Normally it's about 15 million a year starved to death. You have the extra numbers, 80 plus million. That's a UN number. It's accurate. Starved to death, they said, from COVID. No, from the lockdowns of COVID. You thought we had year-long lockdowns. They had three-year lockdowns because the IMF and World Bank controls their countries. That's the military. And when I say the military, you think of the military as helicopters and troops and all of this. That's the old military. The new system, the soft kill system, is the administrative system cutting off the energy, cutting off the food, cutting off the fertilizer, undermining society, bankrupting the systems, sabotaging the physical militaries, the classical militaries. That's the real attack. I was talking to some military folks just the other day, and I was saying, and of course they want to stop Trump and stop others because they want to carry out the depopulation. And they're like, you mean with another even more deadly bio release? And I went, well, yeah, down the road, but they want a slow cook to normalize sterilizing and poisoning people. That's how you really hit somebody. And obviously I'm stating something that's 101 about the New World Order. A real sinister attack is covert and hits you from different angles and moves slowly. Use the Dune analogy of the slow blade penetrates the shield. So while we're all here waiting for the big attack, waiting for the Nazis to come marching in, and then we'll kick their ass, or the UN blue helmets, the UN treaties, the UN regulations, the UNESCO transhumanist movement is here. It's controlling the schools. It's controlling the dinosaur media. It's surveilling. That's the key to censorship. It's not just the censorship. It's the surveillance that goes with it. The Ministry of Truth, they tried to set up 3 years ago. It's already operating, but they gave it a name. Their Disinformation Bureau. And people are like, look, the Disinformation Bureau said that the COVID vaccine works 100% of the time. They were wrong. No, they're not wrong. They were lying on purpose. And I keep restating that because I talk to senators and congressmen and people all the time. And they just say, I don't get these leftists. They're just so stupid. They're not stupid. They have an agenda. Their minions are stupid. But you've got to understand it's an organized, scientific, post-human, transhumanist takeover. And I will just hammer that and hammer that and hammer that until it becomes the main issue, which it's basically there. Thanks to Elon Musk. And there's nothing more satisfying than talking to folks and sitting there, prominent people and regular folks, everybody, and to hear people sit there and tell me about the New World Order and tell me about the plans. And I love it. I'm just like, tell me more. Oh, really? They're doing that. They add a hormone to the tetanus shot that sterilizes women. Really? Didn't know that. Thank you for telling me. We should tell us. Oh, fluoride causes lower IQ and infertility? I didn't know that. Thank you. Because that's when you know you've really been effective. So I just keep coming to you with the positive news that no matter what happens, whether they kill Trump, which we don't want to happen, or whether they steal the election, and I'm not saying that's going to happen, though they're trying, it doesn't matter as long as you know we're winning, that God's on our side, and this war may take 10 more years or 50 more years, or maybe we win right now. It doesn't matter. We never give up because the journey is the destination. This is all about doing the right thing and educating people and also making fun of the tyrants and getting in their face. Like I said, day one, when they put out thousands and thousands of articles saying Trump is Hitler because he's going to the Madison Square Garden where the Nazis in 1939, 85 years ago, had a rally. You know, Hitler wasn't there. It was the American Bund. That was the Nazi Party in America. And everybody else from the Beatles to Elvis to the Rolling Stones to Metallica to the DNC, the RNC, they've all been there. It's ridiculous to say that. It's the same as saying, well, Hitler drinks water, Trump drinks water. Hitler has a car, Trump has a car. Hitler wears a jacket, Trump wears a jacket. And so that got turned into a meme. But so much of this is just common sense and not letting the globalists dictate to you reality. So let's play a little clip that the Dilly meme team put together. You're Hitler. Here it is. Like Hitler breathed air, you breathe air, you're Hitler. Hitler drank water, you drink water, you're Hitler. Hitler ate food, you eat food, you're Hitler. Hitler drove a car, you drive a car, you're Hitler. Hitler took a dump, you take a dump, you're Hitler. Hitler brushes teeth, you brush your teeth, you're Hitler. Hitler wore sunglasses, you wore sunglasses, you're Hitler. Hell, I'm wearing aviator sunglasses right now. I guess that means I'm Joe Biden. Now, let's go to Tony Hinchcliffe, great fellow Austinite. And in fact, he'll be 10 times bigger than ever because he didn't apologize about his joke when he was roasting everybody. But this is another reason they hate Tony Hinchcliffe. Here it is.
You've never been to Poland?
No, I'm from Ukraine. My ancestry is Ukrainian.
Oh, wow. Way to get the crowd on your side. There's some uneducated idiots that are rooting for you now, not realizing that that country's stealing our money.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Oh, look at that pop from the crowd. Almost seems like we should stop donating to needless wars. Am I correct? If only there was a candidate for that coming up in November. It's a no-brainer. Do the right thing. Tell your friends. Anyway, Aiden.
Now, this is another bellwether issue as I'm giving you positive news today, because I realized yesterday I got really dark and went down kind of the avenue, if we fail, very high potential of nuclear war, just total insanity. I was thinking, I should come back today and talk about positive stuff mainly, because really, people need to know, and I think most of you know that, but for those that don't know, and when I'm lecturing people, I'm really lecturing myself. This is all just Alex Jones talking to himself, really. Now, some huge election news just broke, so big that I'm processing in here for a minute before I get to it. It's that big. And I'm having an explosion of thoughts here. Wow. This is the biggest yet. I mean, this is, I'm actually speechless right now. Not because I couldn't talk. I just really want to nail this. God, it's all hiding in plain view. This is so insane. There's so many angles of this next big thing that just dropped. Wow. And we knew this, and MTG reported this 2 weeks ago. And then it was all confirmed in newspapers around the country. And now they've been caught red-handed, flipping votes. Oh, my God. And they just admitted it. The main Soros operative just did. So I am, that's what I'm saying. In these quickenings in history, and you're living in one, you'll never live in something this like this again. Probably. I mean, there's a hyper quickening though with all the technology, so maybe we will. But you know, Lenin said there are times when nothing happens in decades, and then weeks where decades happen. You're there, sweethearts. And in my view, I don't think that's a view. I think everybody agrees with me. Wow. Wow is all I can say. But back to the Tony Hinchcliffe point. I don't go to a lot of concerts because I'm busy and you know, tired at night or whatever. But I do go to comedy clubs. And I'm friends with Joe Rogan. He's owned some other ships, so I go there quite often. He's very nice. He's a little VIP booth. It's great. And I get to meet all the people. And I've known Tony for 8 years or so, since he's been living here in Austin, gone his comedy thing a lot there at the Vulcan Gas Company and then over at the other place. And so I get to know these guys. And before Joe moved here 4 years ago, I went to comedy maybe twice a year because there's so many comedians here now. I probably go every couple of weeks to not just his club, but others. And when he moved here 4 years ago, I started going to comedy every few weeks. I was like, everybody's anti-New World Order, black, white, Asian, Arab, old, young, female. You see a lot of the comedians here on air, and not just Tim Dillon, but the list goes on and on. And Joe said, oh, yeah, they're completely awake to the New World Order. And we're talking about arenas with 10, 20, 30,000 people get filled up with comedians talking all about the New World Order, which, again, is a major benchmark of how amazing this is. Because that's, you know, really the cutting edge of culture would be something like comedy. And all the attempts to censor it and control it over the last decade is what's blown up in the system's face. So, again, you want to be canceled by the system. You want to be attacked by it. Because that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Though they are putting people in prison and they are killing people. But the problem is there's so many more people popping up because I bet on humanity. I believed decades ago that people were rolling over because they were asleep and couldn't believe bad things were happening. And it turns out I was right about the majority of people. The globalists thought all their intimidation was working on people, but it wasn't working. Now that people are awake, messing with people, I'd say 9 out of 10 pisses them off. Don't work too good. So that's where we are. And that was the news I wanted to say about comedy. Let me do this. I was going to play this clip anyways. It's very important. And it's Bill Ackerman on X and how important it is. Let's play this short clip. And then I am going to come back with the most insane news yet in the election concerning fraud. Here's Ackerman.
Well, you need neutral spaces in media.
Bill's an optimist, by the way.
Neutral spaces in media where you can counteract I don't even want to use the word misinformation because that itself has problems. Look, I don't want to sit here and just be an advertisement for X. But what's interesting, you know, someone writes a profile of me in some media form, I can, you know, within an hour of that article coming out, I can, you know, very specifically fact check, rebut, address the issue, as could obviously any candidate for office. You know, prior to X being sort of this neutral platform, you send the Times a beg them for a correction, right? And in a few weeks on, quote unquote, page 43 in a place no one would read, the correction would appear. And I think the more the public has lost confidence in kind of conventional media, the more they're going to look to empirical voices in podcasting and kind of citizen journalism on X. And I do think that's a powerful counterpoint. Mm. The most powerful moment for many people, actually one of them for me, is I truly believed that Trump had said that the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists were very fine people, were among the very fine people who were protesting. And it takes about 2 minutes to actually watch what he said to realize that he said precisely the opposite, that he condemned He said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists when he's talking about very fine people. And that's the moment when you realize, oh, my God, I really have been misled by the media. You look at the 60 Minutes excerpting that was done of, Kamala, and you realize how much you can be manipulated, particularly by taped and excerpted media. So I really, if I'm trying to get to the truth, I want to hear the voice of the candidate untaped, unscripted, without the teleprompter.
And of course, Ackerman's very respected and has made hundreds of dead-on predictions. He also said Kamala Harris will probably result in the end of the world nuclear war. In another clip. But let me now cover this breaking news. Now, we reported this first with MTG two Fridays ago. And since then, it's been all over local news that Dominion, that company that we keep hearing about, electronic voting machine company, that people using that machine, other machines as well, that kept flipping Republican votes to Democrat votes. People would check their ballot. They do the machine, get the copy. Well, this isn't right. Oh, machines are broken. Come back later. They totally attacked MTG, me, threatened to sue us, all this. We were just reporting what Hearst's constituents were saying. They sued Giuliani, you know, sued Fox, sued a bunch of groups. And they do it in key jurisdictions where it's all controlled, just like my fake trials, and say, oh, look, you know, it's all true. Dominion's totally perfect. The Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is a Soros anti-Trump operative. She's allowed with the feds 500,000 phantom voters that aren't on the voter rolls to stay on in Michigan. And now she just admitted that there are nationwide problems. That's an understatement, by Dominion computers, voting machines. They first denied there were these 500,000 phantoms. Now they say it's no problem, totally illegal. Now, I'll play the clip of her. She just hides it in plain view and says, voters are just going to have to deal with this. Now, get ready for this. And we have, they're admitting this. This is not debatable. There are hundreds of thousands of people voting from different addresses, and many of them aren't even voters. And of course, they're voting for Kamala. And they just say that's the way it is. Oh, wow. Just like, yeah, illegal aliens are voting. Big deal. Supreme Court says no to Virginia and the federal judge. But all those other states already said they could. And Nevada 2 days ago said, hey, we'll just take unpostmarked ballots for 3 days after so they can supply whatever they need. And the Democrats are suing with the feds to block any cameras at drop boxes because they don't want Dinesh D'Souza to get those tapes again. So let me read this to you. New, Nick Sordor is reporting. Post this on my ex. I do most of my posting, but just you guys, I don't. You guys got my ex in there. Post this right now. Just say smoking gun and put it out. New Michigan Secretary of State. Or it's new that it's breaking. She's not new. New, breaking. Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, says there is a nationwide, this is a quote, issue with Dominion voter access terminals preventing voters from making certain selections. Of course there is. According to her office, this, quote, programming issue cannot be fixed, and voters are being forced to deal with it. Why was this issue not caught during the testing period? And why can't we just use paper ballots? She was on TV last week saying it's insane, Dominion's perfect, there's no problem, when people were already reporting this. Now, let me read to you the numbers. At reviewing the qualified voter file, QVF, that's the databases of who's registered. After reviewing the qualified voter file, QVF, of votes actually cast as of yesterday, October 29, 2024, the database identifies 114,545 Michigan voters who have cast 279,113 ballots from multiple addresses across the state. This results in a 164,568 excess ballots as of 10/29/24. That's just yesterday. Below is the voter ID. That'll give you a headache. And they'll sue people that talk about it in key jurisdictions and take everything they got if you talk about it. The ADL said at their award ceremony 3 years ago, where they named me, Sacha Baron Cohen was the guy that said it. Anybody saying there's replacement migration, which is an official UN plan to bring in illegals to replace us, should be put in prison. And now they're talking about putting you in prison. Well, they've indicted Trump for it in Georgia if you question this crap. We're going to break. We'll air a special report for 5 minutes, and then Dale Comstock is going to be in studio with us to cover the waterfront. Very important guest. Came here from a long way. We appreciate him being here. He'll definitely want his perspective on the world and what's personally happened to him as a microcosm. Because they're not coming after him. They got to get through him to get to you. It's the same story. We're the targets today. You're the targets tomorrow. Please remember, I can't fight the new world without your help. We're delivering truth with incredible success. I can't be bought. I can't be intimidated, but I can give out. I need your support. Plus, we've got great products. Take action now. Get incredible products at thealexjonesstore.com. The ultimate CMOS, it's the ultimate superfood, concentrate, all these super vitamins and iodine, the way it grows in the moss and its structure just goes right into your cells. It does incredible things. It's got a bunch of other super ingredients in it. Ultimate CMOS, discounted 55% off right now on sale. TheAlexJonesStore.com, all the Patriot t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, other apparel, and so much more. And when you sign up for the VIP system for $30 a month, cancel any time, you get $40 to spend in the store. Every month, that's a $10 you make extra if you're going to be supporting the store. It's a no-brainer. It reminds you that you're part of it. It reminds you there's great products. It reminds you you've got money in the bank to spend there. It's a symbiotic relationship. We want a relationship with you. We need it in the fight. We're in this together. I pledge my total resistance to tyranny, as you've seen, with everything I got. But I need your backing, and these are products you need. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there now. Today's the last day to, when you buy a product, get entered. The sweepstakes for the Mega Super Truck at $10,000 cash. Tonight at midnight's the end of that. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Thank you for giving to us. We're giving back to you. So many other great. We've got the new energy and sleep gummies, $15 a package. Take action now. That's the essence of victory. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue. And it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves. Because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. And I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this. But your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now is the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well, and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones